What is up? This is Los, and this is the Talking Place. It's 1 a.m. Yeah, it's late. I'm going on fumes here, so I might drag off a little bit and not like, you know, be very coherent or whatever. But, you know, whatever. See, it's already starting. This is an episode with Captain Mike, and it was a very, very fun episode to catch up on and hear like the backstory for a lot of stuff. The main topic here, I would say the main topic is podcasting. We are both podcasters for a while now, and we've been in this game quite a few years, and being able to sit here and talk and you know, go over how it was, you know, when we first started and now, and how we both retired and came back to you know, do it again with his show now that he has with Matt on Second Thought, and then you know, here for the Talking Place for myself. It's something that's cool to talk about and to get into and to see, you know, how everything evolved over the years. So I hope you enjoy. We also got into talking about some gaming, Steam Deck, and just like, you know, a few random things here and there. Basically the whole show turned into an ad for their next show, which is okay because, I am going to be guesting on their show on Second Thought for the following week. So, I'm not sure. I'm sure this is going to come out before their episode comes out. So I'll be, you know, I'll link to their feed and all that stuff, and then you know, subscribe to them and give them the proper love and all that stuff. And then, you know, by the time the episode drops that I'm guesting on, it'll already be ready to go for you. So yeah, do that and enjoy the show. It's 1 a.m. I planned on doing some sort of, you know, thing for myself here, but being that it's later, I probably would not do good talking to myself right now, but yeah, I wanted to try and do that more. I have a list going of different show topics that I want to cover, that I want to talk about, and I'm looking forward to sitting here and talking about them. So maybe eventually soon, something will come up with that, and well, hopefully soon. But as for right now, enjoy this episode with Cap Mike from the On Second Thought podcast. On Second Thought with Mike and Matt. Get that full name in there. Oh, and just a heads up, there is going to be some strong language in this episode. I'd like to give the heads up in case somebody decides to try and listen to this in the car with their kids or something. Just, you know, putting it out there, letting you know. And yeah, hope you enjoy the show. I hope everybody is still you know, having their vision the way it was before the eclipse. Nobody was staring at the sun too long. You know, hopefully everything is good and everything is proper, and enjoy your week, your month, all that good stuff. So peace out. All right, what is up? This is the Talking Place, episode something something. No idea. I'm here with Captain Mike.
What's Going on, Los?
Nothing much. Thank you for joining. We are hot off the heels of recording a show for you. Let's go ahead and get that. Let's get that out the gate before we run out of time, and because that happened before, like got down to like a minute left. I'm like, oh crap. Let's talk about you for a second. But let's get it out now. So Mike, you are probably well known to a lot of the people who listen to my show here. But you're getting back into the saddle here. So what are you up to? What's new?
Yeah, so happy to be here. First of all, thanks for the opportunity. So you're right. So I have a new show called On Second Thought with Mike and Matt. So it's myself and Devious Mr. Matt. Matt and I have been podcasting for a long time. Quick, sort of rehash on history of things. For a long time, Matt was associated with the 40 cast. And I was a big fan of the show, and I would listen back in the days when you would drive to work and I was driving some other places. And I always envisioned being on that show, sort of being like the person that would like sort of correct them on like gaming things that they didn't know. And I said to Matt, I go, I just want to be like listening in the background. And then like at the end of the show, I could summarize, actually, when you said this, you really meant this. And that never materialized, which is kind of a good thing because I wouldn't want to be like known as like the know-it-all because I'd probably make more mistakes than them. But Matt said, just come on the show, just be part of the 40 cast. So that's really where our sort of relationship started. And I was on that for a bunch of episodes, a long time. And when my main podcast, Gamers in Beta, ended and the 40 cast ended, Matt and I wanted to continue podcasting. And so we also got Jeremy from Dad's Getting Grounded and Glovebox from the 40 cast, and we formed Bad Fodder Figures. And that went on for, I don't know what, maybe 2, 3 years, somewhere in that ballpark, around 200 episodes. And, just probably like you can relate to with the Future Monkeys, these things sort of just, peter out over time for a variety of reasons. I think for us, it was the weekly grind, wanting to have our Sunday nights back. Eric was becoming more successful. Glovebox was becoming more successful in his career at the Pentagon. He got promoted to a lieutenant, and it was just difficult. And frankly, sometimes it was awkward to do the show with him because he was, like broadcasting when he should have been really being, working. And so I think, we just decided like, hey, we've been podcasting for a long time. That's going to be it. And I have some, I suffer from like GERD, acid reflux. So talking a lot back in those days really did a number on my throat. And if you listen to the latest episode of On Second Thought, that's going to come out in about a week or so. I've sort of taken some steps physically to sort of keep the GERD and the acid reflux like at bay, so my throat isn't as sort of irritated when I get done with podcasting. So yeah, Matt and I actually was thinking of doing like a solo show. I'm a like gaming like news junkie. Some people are into politics and other types of news. I really like to know the nuts and bolts of gaming and what's going on, and that's kind of like my thing. And so I was thinking of doing like a 30-minute show, 40-minute weekly show, sort of play off my throat issues. I was going to call the show Let Me Clear My Throat. And yeah, maybe that at sometimes someday that will happen, who knows. But Matt said to me, he said, hey, what do you think about getting back into podcasting? And I said, I just, just what I told you is what I told him. And he says, well, how about just do another show together? And we talked, and we didn't want to do like a repeat of our other shows where it's, the intro, gaming news, what we've been playing. This show is more about, I don't want to label it guys because I think women can get plenty of stuff out of our show too. It's really for just for people, everyday people, all walks of life that just, for an hour want to listen to something that's going to touch upon real life stuff, gaming stuff, some sports, beer, things around the house, kind of all around shit that real people can relate to, right? And we're only five episodes in, four are out. We just recorded the fifth one with you. Really excited about that episode. It touches a lot on what we're doing as middle-aged dudes with our physical and mental health and our struggles, the victories, and better days ahead, hopefully.
Yeah, that is most definitely gonna be an episode to look forward to when it comes out. I'm really happy that I was a part of it, and it's like I said on there, it's one of those shows that you really need to hear more of from a lot of people. So I'm glad you guys nailed down that topic and were able to get it out there, and hopefully it's gonna hit hard with a lot of people, and be able to do something for someone somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's going to resonate with some people for sure. I don't know too many people that just go through this thing called life, happy-go-lucky without any sort of ups and downs. So yeah, your mileage may vary with it. Hopefully, you get something out of it. If not, at least you know how Matt and myself and Los are doing. Sometimes we have good days and sometimes we don't, and it can be cathartic to sort of get that out in the open.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I'm happy you gave us the history lesson. There was some stuff on there that I didn't know, and yeah, it's just something that really shows how deep you've been in the podcasting game. For me, it is it's something that I started pretty much the same way, more or less. I was a really big fan of one show in particular. Easy Mode Unlocked was a show, and I was the one that was always the same way, like sidelines there talking to my radio, and and sending in emails and sending in voicemail, and like just being a big community player, and just enjoying having that outlet, and it grew into wanting to do my own show, to do a podcast of some sort, and that eventually turned into the Future Monkeys after that. So
Yeah, great show.
Well, thank you very much. It still hurts when I think about it, but somewhere out there, every time the Future Monkeys is mentioned, there is a tear that's being shed into Beardy's glass where he drinks it and happily, looks back and just smiles.
And I have As you know, one thing I as I get older, as the memory goes, you also had another co-host on there at sometimes too, right?
We
W woman?
had yeah we had Jen. Jen was
Jen.
on there.
Yep.
She was me, Beardy, and Jen, I think, were the longest running people who hosted the Future Monkeys. We also had Scary on there for a bit. We had Voss, who is a community member, as well as Annie. And I want to say that was the Future Monkeys. The original Future Monkeys was five people. Like, there was five of us, and then Vegas, another community member, was like the behind the scenes, helping out with a lot of stuff like the site and graphics and stuff like that. But yeah, it was very much a community podcast that, it was a love letter to the community that we were and everything, and it was an awesome thing to be a part of. We went from five hosts down to three-ish, like, pretty quick, And then it went down to, you know, a different three, and then me and Beardy closed it out for a while, and we called it.
Yep.
It was fun. It was a good run.
The natural sort of progression of a podcast with Gamers in Beta, we had so many people on that first episode. It's almost comical, like thinking
Yes.
back, like, what was I thinking of having all these people? I didn't know anything. You mentioned the podcast and you were inspired by, certainly back then I was listening to like Major Nelson on the Xbox
Yes.
side. I was listening to a lot of Dan Emmerich with One of Swords, and some other stuff. And I was just always, like you said, listening and going, I want to add to that conversation, or I think I can do that conversation better, or at least I want to try to. And that's how it all started. I come from like a musical background, so there's always been some sort of performative aspect that's inside of me. So that played into it too. And yeah, I was just, thinking back, you mentioned all the hosts, Gamers in Beta. I wish I'd kept some of that. Sadly, one of our co-hosts died within the last couple of years. He had an operation and it didn't go well, and he passed away. So Tino Morte Brutale passed away, and his son, some weeks or months later, messaged me saying, "Hey, this sound incredibly sad, but he said, I want to hear my dad's voice again. And do you have any of those recordings?" And I am not a, like, my wife keeps like all sorts of like kids like artwork and stuff like that. She's real nostalgic in that aspect because she didn't have much of that growing up. Like, her parents were too busy with their jobs that they didn't save anything, and so she's kind of like making up, I think, for lost time and keeping a lot of that stuff. And so I'm not as nostalgic. I'm like, shit, this shit's just sitting on my hard drive, eating up memory. I could be fucking downloading a game that I'll never play. And so I just deleted that. Now I've learned my lesson when I have these sort of learned my lesson halfway through with Bad Fodder Figures. With when we were live, it would just, upload to YouTube. So what we're doing with On Second Thought, it's an audio only podcast, but it is also, the audio portion does get uploaded to YouTube. So that's sort of kept in
That's good.
there. But one thing I will say about, I think podcasting now is more difficult than it was back in the day, because I don't want to blame social media on one guy, but it's very easy to do. But I think, sort of like back in the day, you'd post something and anybody who followed you would see it. The algorithm wasn't so out of whack. Now I post on Twitter and, not everybody sees your post. So that really hurts. And I'm not on any other social media at the moment. I'm sort of taking a sabbatical from like the Facebook and the Instagram. So the podcast would probably do a little bit better if I was more out there in those areas. But I'm just on Twitter right now and Discord. So, but Matt and I didn't get back into this to sort of like make a career out of it. It's just sort of A, for ourselves, just to, we're good friends, very good friends. We talk and text all the time, and it's sort of a way for us to sort of capture those moments so other people can get a little, eavesdrop in on what we're doing and some of the comical stuff that happens in our lives. But yeah, it is, I've noticed just looking at the numbers, it's a lot harder, I think, in 2024 to get a podcast off the ground than maybe, say, when we started Gamers in Beta and Matt was doing the 40cast. Maybe our demographic has aged out as well. Only the lifers are still around. Everybody else is doing whatever they doing.
Yeah,
But
there's definitely a loss of numbers if you pay attention, like over the years. Like I realized that for the Future Monkeys not too long ago. It was probably late last year, 'cause I'm as you know, we talked about it a little bit very briefly, that I found myself in a book community, and that place, that Discord is insane. Like that Discord has like well over 1,000 people, And it is the active people, probably about 200 or so. But it made me like realize about the Future Monkeys and the Discord there, how like it has gone down in numbers like over the years. Like when we were recording shows regularly, we had a lot more people in there. And like somehow over the years, like slowly and slowly, like people like started just drifting away. People, there's some people that had their reasons, and like that left for whatever reasons, and
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to talking about those reasons. I think, the political climate in this world is such that it is, and I don't suffer fools lightly. So sometimes I will just, let it all hang out, and people want to say certain stuff in my Discord or things, and I'm just like, that's not gonna play well here. So if you want to do that, you can go pound some sand somewhere else. So I think, we definitely lost some people along the way because of those things.
Yep, most
I'm not a
definitely.
very political person, but I believe, in doing things the right way, most of the time. So yeah, that has been probably caused a wedge in the community at some point.
It's something that it was sad to come to the realization, that we're still, a good tight-knit bunch, but it just feels like less, people. And like you said, reasons. But then there's also, just life,
Yeah, for sure.
growing apart, getting more into work or more family or something, and whatever the case may be. Like you grow apart, and that's normal. You don't play games anymore. You're not into that type of community anymore. So you like, oh, I don't need this place no more, whatever. So it happens.
Or you listen to the show and say, all right, I've listened to this guy rail against this for fucking 100 episodes. Why am I tuning in to hear any more of that? So I think that was an idea for On Second Thought is let's just not have it always be about gaming. So like maybe I'm gonna pick on Beardy here for a minute. Like maybe Beardy, like 1 week is into gaming, but the next week he wants to hear about the beer that Matt's drinking and shit we're doing around the house and other life stuff. So maybe he's more like, yeah, maybe I don't game as much. I don't know if he does or not. I'm just hypothetical here. Yeah, I'm gonna tune into that show a little bit more because I know it's not just gonna be about, gaming from A to Z. They're gonna touch upon a little gaming because that's sort of the tie that brings us all together. But there's a lot more to these two guys besides just, playing games. So that's the idea. We'll see where it goes. I mean, at the end of Gamers in Beta, we were doing pretty well to the point like Discord reached out to us and we're thinking of like doing like something with us for a podcast, and this is like way off the mark. Like the numbers don't even come close to that, So it's a work in progress. But hey, if you're listening and I sound somewhat coherent, give us a listen and see if you like it. I think the if anything that Matt and I have learned over time is just be who you are, be honest, and hopefully that cuts through and, grabs people's attention.
Yep, most definitely. It was definitely good to see you guys getting back on track with it, and doing something with your time. And you guys always had the one podcast that stuck around. Like it was for me, like you mentioned a few old shows that you listened to that you were inspired by and all that. Like me personally, I always was a podcast listener. Like ever since, I remember the first time that I was like getting into it. Like I was really big into IGN. It was the hot spot at GameSpot. I want to say, yeah, those are the people that they left there and they turned into Giant Bomb.
Oh, I love Giant Bomb so much. Those early days with Ryan and Jeff.
Yep, that was all on the hotspot. Then that's where they were before Giant Bomb. And I don't know if you ever heard of Sarcastic Gamer. That was another one that I was like heavy into that I really enjoyed. But it was like, I was really like, forehead deep into all these shows and all these like different communities and all these different, voices and opinions and like listening over the years and all that. And it's like you tend to like fall off, like, whatever it is, the person there that they're not keeping opinions the way they used to, or like, they're getting obnoxious, or they're, you're not vibing anymore with what they're doing, and you fall off from it. But you guys always had like, the right level of personal, like, and entertainment and like, the topics and all that stuff. So it was always your show was like one of the few that, you look forward to every week when it came out. And you were always consistent, and that was always like, a big plus too. And so it was always good to hear you guys. And life is life, and you guys called it quits, and it was very, very understanding because you did good work putting out your shows. So it's good to have you guys back. It's good.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think one thing Matt and I talked about when coming back is not doing a weekly show, but being can you mentioned the word consistent. So it is a bi-weekly show. And we're consistent with that. I feel we both felt strongly. It wasn't like one felt different than the other didn't. We both said the same thing. Hey, we're not going to do this if we don't do it consistent. So whatever the cadence was going to be, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, we were going to stick to that. So it is bi-weekly. The show comes out every other Sunday at 5 p.m. And so that I think that just works well for us that we just always have that goal. And as much as we miss Eric and Jeremy from Bad Fodder Figures, it's a lot easier when it's two people and two people like Matt and myself, where we have a very good rapport with each other and we could have no sort of topic agenda. I tend to do that work behind the scenes, but bottom line is I could say, Matt, let's go now, and we could talk for an hour on something. And the both of us would think it would be somewhat entertaining for people to listen to. So when it's just the two of us and it's bi-weekly, it works well for us because I can say to Matt or he can say to me, like, hey, Wednesday night's not going to work well for me. How's Thursday night? And I might say, well, Thursday night's going to work well, not going to work well. Let's do it Saturday morning. We'll always find that it's a 1 hour show too. We're trying to keep it our best to 1 hour. We've been failing lately. We've been like an hour and 15 minutes. But there's certainly shorter shows than our past. And then maybe that was something as well. People drop off. Maybe the shows just became too long, too much babble. So we're trying to keep it into bi-weekly shorter shows. But I like my main point is, it's easier for Matt and I when it's just the two of us, as much as we miss having, the other hosts on, and there's we told them, we were doing this show, and they're certainly welcome to join us whenever they have free time. But it makes it easier for us to keep a schedule when it's just the two of us.
Yeah, most definitely. It is easier. Like, that's like not
Half the
even,
battle,
yeah,
right?
it's not even like for me, like for Future Monkeys, that was always an issue. Like, even if it was me and Beardy, and I know it's me, like I was always the problem. Like, I always give Beardy shit. I always tell him, or always like, talk smack about him, or something, but I know deep down it was always, my doing. It was my hand that forced the end of the Future Monkeys, because it was my issues with keeping a schedule, or respecting time, or doing something like that. And Beardy, he wasn't having that shit. So it's understandable, you know. It's
Well,
something that,
he's got a lot of dark wood in his house, so you know he's a serious guy.
yeah.
And any guy that rocks all that type of dark wood is a very serious individual. He doesn't have time for this, flaking out at the last minute. You say you're going to be there at 9 p.m., you're fucking there ready to go at 9 p.m.
Yep, exactly, you know. And he I felt like he had to stop a show, because it was either stop the show or he just was not gonna he was gonna, you know, totally ditch me completely as a friend. And I feel like it came down to that, and he was like, okay, let's get rid of the show.
It was a
And
business decision.
yeah, so it's understandable. But yeah, that's my issue now, you know. It's 'cause we talked about it on the episode that we just did for you. You know, family is still going strong here in the house, and you know, thank God everything is doing good with there. But you know, family's gonna be family, you know. Young kids are gonna be young kids, and teenagers gonna be teenagers. So it's like, it's hard for me to be like, I've never been the type to be like, okay, I got a show that I have to do, and at this time on this day, I'm gonna go lock myself up and I'm gonna go do this. So, you know, peace out, you know, to
Yeah.
my wife. You know, I've never been that type. I've listened to shows before that the guy would be like, we like, yeah, it was like really hard day and everything's going crazy and the house is in shambles and all this stuff is, you know, all over the place. But I told my wife, I just had to record something. I have to get this off my chest, and I have to, like, you know, like, fuck, get the fuck out of here. Like, it's like, you got a responsibility. You got something that, you know, you got kids going around going crazy. So when it comes down to it, like, I'm not gonna go stressing, going crazy, trying to force my kids to go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock, when, you know, they're gonna be up and they're gonna be, you know, wired and doing whatever. And, you know, just so I could record my podcast, you know. So it's like a big reason why I like am all right doing the solo thing now for me, you know, like, and
Yeah.
having random people on whenever I decide to do something, you know, because it's not having to coordinate with someone. It's not having to, you know, have that feeling of letting someone down because, you know, you can't make a certain time, or you got to push something back or whatever. So it's something that it's easier for me to be the lone wolf on in that sense, you know. And
Yep.
it just sucks for consistency because, you know, we don't do that around here. So
Right. I think, I don't want to keep pumping the tires on our next episode, but I think one thing that's clear is that everybody's got something different, right? So for me, when you say you got the kids that are wired and they can't get to bed, like I can't relate to that. And I'm not trying to say that as a bragging thing. It just the way things sort of sliced for me is my kids have always been great sleepers. Since the beginning, I can probably count on the number of times I've had, on one hand, the number of times I've had to like fight with them to go to bed. So it was much more manageable for me to say to my wife, this is important for me. On Sunday night, starting at, I don't know what time we recorded at 8 or 9 p.m., I'm going to do this show. Certainly the weekend was easier than, like you said, yeah, during the middle of the week, something could have happened at her work or my work, or the kids could have come home sick from school. Usually by 9 o'clock on a Sunday, the dust has sort of settled and everybody's where they need to be. So that worked well. But yeah, I think the takeaway from the episode is we all got different journeys in life. There's no clear one way to do things, and you just got to find your way through it. So for what works for you is what you got to deal with and make it yours. And if you really want the podcast to succeed, you'll find that consistency. If the consistency for you means I'm going to do a quarterly episode, so I get four out a year, then you've hit your goals. There's nothing wrong with that. My kids right now, I have a son that's in college. I have a sophomore in high school, and then I have a 10-year-old. And We all got our struggles in life, but I've hit it. I've hit the lottery pretty well with the three kids, and come time for me when it's ready to podcast, they're like on their devices or on Xbox Live playing with their buddies, and they want nothing to do with dad or mom. So it's worked out well in that aspect. And I've in the gamers in beta days, sometimes I would podcast with Nick from Games on the Mind, and certainly he, just like you, kids that were just, tough to put to sleep and would always be up. And, it'd be fun to hear them, try to, hey, I want to be on the podcast, or can I say something? It's cute like that, right? You just sort of learn to roll with it and do the best you can.
That's how it does here. It's like it's more like, I don't want to take stuff or time away from someone else in the house, if it's just for something for me. Like I like here we go again, pimping your show, your next show. But being stay-at-home father, it's something that it comes with its trials, with its mental roadblocks and stuff like that. And for me, one of them is just like guilt, like all sorts of guilt from different angles, and when it comes down to it, it's my podcast that I enjoy doing. It's like, it's a hobby. It's something that I feel proud of when I'm able to put something out. And it's something that I really would like to have to be more consistent about, but push comes to shove. End of the day, if I have something planned and I'm like, I'm gonna do some recording with someone or whatever like that, and we're having a good day as a family, or we're having a long day as a family, and time is creeping up or whatever, like it's gonna be a cancel. It's gonna be like a call, like, hey, I can't do this, because I know I'm not gonna be able to get comfortable with the laptop and the mic and do anything any time remotely close to the time that I'm supposed to,
Yeah, you're not going to be able to like sort of like let your guard down and be your true self. You're going to be somewhat either guarded or amped up, or your mind is going to be wandering somewhere else rather than just on the topic that you're trying to convey to the listener. So yeah, I get that. There's probably more than a bunch of episodes where I was probably distracted because either I was, thinking about work, and we did Sunday nights. Sunday night blues is a real thing. So you sometimes, you want to be into the show, but you're thinking, as soon as I get done with this, I got to get in bed because I got to be up and drive to work and all this. Or in your instance, I got to get up and get all three kids ready for school, and then I got to clean up whatever they've done. And then, do I make their lunches at night? Do I make them in the morning? My wife makes them in the morning because she was tired of going to school as a kid with the soggy peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that sat in the fridge all night. So she makes a fresh sandwich every morning for the kids. So yeah, it's a light, life is a challenge. I think, sometimes you got to taste your own medicine, right? Like you told Matt on the show, don't let work be your consume you and be your be all end all and things like that. I think at some point you need to carve out that 30 to 45 minutes in the week and say, you know what, I need some me time here for this 30 to 45 minutes, whether it's to prepare a show outline, whether it's just to put some rough ideas down on a recording and listen to them later. Something just, to feel like you've had some time for yourself and you got some self-worth, rather than just, picking up laundry, making dinner, something that, hey, I need a little bit of me time here. It's, I enjoy being a family. I wanted to be a dad, but I didn't sign up to be, 24/7, right? There's still the Los, in there somewhere that wants to do this, right?
it's It's for this is podcasting, like, for the topic there. As far as like other stuff goes, I'm all right because I suffer I suffer from what is it called? Reverse sleep procrastination. The whole like, you don't have a lot of time to do stuff during the day, so like you don't go to sleep at nighttime to do things, to catch up with things, to do whatever. So it's like, it's really bad that
Did
you
that
take
catch
away
up with
sleep.
you?
Oh yeah, I know it does sometimes, but it's like it's a mental thing where like I'm in bed and the house is quiet and it's like, all right, it's quiet, it's calm, it's relaxing. It's, let me play a game, let me catch up with something on this, let me do that. Like it's something that, it's that's the me time that, I'll sacrifice a few hours of sleep and, I'll gamble like that. And in the long run, yeah, it's not good at all. It's something that I'm glad I'm not the only one that's going through that, that there's an actual term for it. But it's something that really needs to be worked on and taken care of, yeah, thanks to Zoom, to the free version of Zoom here, we're working on a minute and a half or so left in our time. I would like to, I mean, you got work tomorrow?
Always working.
You always working. All right. So we'll go, we'll end it here.
Okay.
Do you want to end it here? 'Cause I could go on for like another two sessions, 'cause that's how it is with me. But if you want to end it here
I
and
mean,
call it, or you want to go for like another half one, then we do
yeah,
that.
I probably got like another, 20, 30 minutes.
All right, so we'll be right back. So
All right.
let me end this and then we'll go and
Then you gotta
start
what, send me a new link.
sending you a new link, yeah.
All right, so I'll leave.
'Cause I'm a cheap bastard.
All right.
All right. So we're back. And I'm cheap. I cannot hide that. So whatever. But yeah, if I ever do get consistent, I think Zoom is gonna be the first upgrade for me.
Yeah, it's interesting how everybody records their shows, right? So back in the day, we used Skype, and I forget what the
Yes.
program, we had some program that we used. And I think kind of everybody was using Skype in this program. And then that program stopped functioning, and we all had to pivot. And I went to something called VoiceMeeter Banana, which was very cool. You had to do some.
Complicated.
Yeah, if anybody's listened to some of my past shows, I need a handler in life when it comes to some of these things, right? So Jeremy from Dad's Getting Grounded was very gracious to do some sort of Excel spreadsheet and showing me what I needed to do. So I used VoiceMeeter Banana for all of Bad Fodder Figures, which allowed me to play sounds, play the voicemails, the intro live. And now I didn't want to put all that software back on, and I just was recording. We use Discord to chat, and we just use OBS to record. And so far, that's worked out well. I mean, we're not doing any video this time around, so it's just audio. And yeah, I said to Matt, I'm not going to spend any money to do this show, and I don't like listening to myself in general. So it's not like I can't go back and say I listen to my episodes. I really don't. I listen to the beginning to the end, in the ends, to make sure they're there and everything's, right. Whatever happens in the middle fucking happens. I don't know. I can't be held responsible. But I bought the Elgato Wave XLR, which is kind of it has its own software that works like VoiceMeeter Banana, so I can play sounds, and so I do the intros and outros live again. So yeah, I mean it's very much just raw. I mean, I throw some shit in Levelator to make sure we're all on the same level, and Audacity to spit it out as a MP3, and away it goes. It's pretty low. And at the muscle memory was, I was probably away from podcasting about 2.5 years, something like that. And yeah, I was amazed that I remembered how to do all that. Yeah, I even uninstalled all those programs. I had to reinstall them all, but I remembered. It's like riding a bike, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's definitely something that you will get back, and it's like playing a game. Like if you come back to a game after so long, you're pressing a jump button and you're trying to swing a sword. It's like you have no idea what's going on, but eventually you'll get back in the groove pretty quick. But
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it's.
the bi-weekly shows is the only sort of monkey wrench in that, because you think you remember, and then all of a sudden, 10 days have gone by, and it's like, well, I felt like I really felt good about what I did last time, but what the fuck did I do last time? So that's the only downside of the bi-weekly show so far.
That is exactly what happened every single episode of Future Monkeys.
Oh.
That is exactly how it went. It was and it did not help because with I too had voice meter banana hooked up and everything for all that, and it was like for some reason I swear, like I feel like Beardy thought I was full of shit, but every single week that I turned on my computer to go do a
Yeah.
show, it's like the settings reset. It's like
Yes.
you
Yeah.
see, it's like nothing worked. Everything was perfect before,
Yeah. Those people
and
like Beardy and Matt that just sort of ride our coattails, right? And just sort of sit there and sit in the background and look all, they're very good looking gentlemen, as opposed to us that could make a train take a dirt road. We got to do all this shit, and they're like, "What's wrong with this guy?" And meantime, we're like a madman pulling all these wires out everywhere. So,
that is so insanely accurate. It's not even
yeah,
funny. It's
I can't tell. With Bad Fodder Figures, it was a lot easier because we went live on Twitch. So I remembered to hit record because we went fucking live. The VOD was there that I could pull the audio from. Zone. Where at some point I'm going to record a great show, but I'm not actually going to record it. I'm just going to say, and here we are. And Matt and I are going to babble on about the most epic shit you ever heard in your life. And no one's going to know about it because I never hit record. Or OBS is going to crap out. I can't wait to the day that, like, I'm watching OBS the whole time. That was the thing with Twitch. I had no stress doing that show because if we were live, we were fucking good. Well, OBS, I know it's coming at some point where I've hit start and we're going to have a great friggin' show. I was worried about it today. And then I hit stop record and I get like some fucking error where the thing just bombs out.
Oh man.
And like the whole show would get lost. I mean, that's going to come. That comes with the territory with being like, amateur podcasters, is you don't have someone on the ones and twos checking everything, right? You're trying to do the show and recording at the same time. So, some stuff's going to happen, but we'll see what happens. But those are crushing. I don't know if you've ever lost a show. I've lost numerous shows, and it's always cr there's nothing worse. When I talked about doing that Let Me Clear My Throat podcast, I really want to get back into at some point of interviewing developers. I really enjoyed that, and sort of understanding the nuts and bolts of what it takes to make a game, what games they enjoyed as growing up that maybe influenced them in their current game or didn't influence, and they just think of it as a job. And it's like, fuck, no. Someone's a doctor. I'm a person who makes a video game. I'm not influenced by shit. I just wanted to make this thing because I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. I don't know. But there's nothing worse than when you had someone who was trying to make a game and then you lost a podcast.
And that did happen. That was something that happened, like specifically,
Oh
or
yeah, a couple times, yeah.
jeez,
It's the worst, and it's like,
man. Man,
yeah.
I know we lost one show. It was like
Yeah.
extremely bad quality. Like the way something with the microphone, or there was something that went on that it was just like unsalvageable. It's getting
Yeah,
late. And it was
Skype was notorious for fucking with me.
yeah.
I hope we can swear on this podcast because I've just realized that it's late in the night. I'm feeling a little punchy, and I've dropped a bunch of F-bombs.
That's fine, whatever. But yeah, I think we covered pretty good, I think, with podcasts and
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's
everything.
tuned out by this point, going, I'm never going to be a
Yeah,
podcaster. I'm just listening to podcasters to hear about them talk about something else, not to hear the meta.
that's exactly what this is. It's like there's always someone that wants to get into it, and there's a lot of people like now that that they that it's like podcasting is done. Like there's because it's true. There's different times for different things, and I feel like podcasting like really peaked. Back when Future Monkey's time when that was
360
going,
hour.
yeah, exactly. And that was like when things were like huge with podcasting, and that's when everything was coming up. That's when things were like really hitting strides and stuff. And it's like now there's so much.
That's when I had podcast groupies. I was fighting them off like a fly swatter. It's unbelievable. They pop everywhere like porn bots.
That's the equivalent. That is the equivalent right there. But yeah, it's like it's always changing, and like nowadays, everyone is all into like more video-based stuff, like TikTok and Reels
Well, the other
and
thing
like
is,
YouTube Shorts and all that stuff, so
yes, there's all that, and I have a face for radio, so I'm not on any of those. But I think also everybody and their mother has a podcast today. Like if you're at all into sports, like all the guys have like their own podcast. It's like, how much of the pie do you need? Like you get paid an exorbitant amount of money, and then the very next day you're gonna put out a podcast to talk about the game you just played. I mean, I think we talked about like how people drop off, and I think I've dropped off a lot of podcasts, not because of the content. I feel like once I've missed an episode, I've missed two episodes, it's like, fuck, now I got to go back and listen to like three or four episodes here. I'm a person that likes to be like invested in the whole, not just the topic of the show, but the whole show itself. Like if all of a sudden I'm listening to, let's say, like episode 12 and I miss like 9 through 11, and he's referencing something that only you would get if you listen to those other shows, I'm like, I got to go back now and listen to all those other shows.
I know that
I mean,
feel. I know how it is.
it's like if you listen to Bad Father Figures and you kept hearing this reference about, the trash bags, you lose your mind because you'd be like, what are these people talking about with trash bags? I mean, you have to go back serious episodes to understand that I had a bad bowel movement after going to a Mexican restaurant, to the point that I crapped myself in the car and my wife had to come out with a trash bag so I could put my soiled clothes. I could hop into this trash bag like a sack, like you know how like you like those at the carnival where you have like the potato sack. I had to put like my feet through, like little feetsies were going through there. It was a hell of a time. Now, if you didn't listen to some of those early episodes, then you were hearing us later on talk about the trash bag, you might be lost.
Yeah, and there's zero chance that even if you track someone down who heard the story firsthand, there is zero chance that you would believe them. Like there's no like you'd be like, okay, what's the story of the trash bag? And then you heard it and be like, okay, bullshit, whatever. Like it's that did not happen. But no, it's something that
It
you
wasn't
have
real
to
time.
hear firsthand. You got to hear it. And yeah, that was a magical moment. I remember that.
Yeah, I think we lost. I
It
think we almost lost the Glover household because he
was
was, as soon as that episode broke, he was
good.
like somewhere on the highway, playing that episode to his wife and his mother-in-law, and I think they both were in such a state of laughter that the car like almost swerved off the road and took out like a high school bus or something. I don't know.
Oh
I would have been
my God.
responsible for a pileup on like whatever highways in Virginia.
Yeah, a pile up, not only in your pants, but on the roads.
Yeah.
Oh
Touche, touche.
man. All right. So So yeah, we're a couple of old podcasters. That's the point we're trying to make here. But all right, so we have our shows that we do, that we're doing. We are, basically, we're headstrong into gaming. That's where the core is for us. I mentioned in this show that we are hyping up so much. I mentioned about reading a lot last year, and for a long time, you just talked about being consistent. I was actually thinking about jumping on the mic on my own, like using some of the time at nighttime when I'm like awake to like jump on the mic and just like talk to myself for a half hour. And I wanted to get into talking, about stuff like this, about like my thoughts on gaming and things like that over the years. For me, like for a long time, I just didn't want to play anything. I had no desire to like sit there and go through the process of playing something. It's weird because I still bought games and I was still excited to get into a game, but like it just never stuck, So I felt like I needed something else. I felt like I needed like some sort of other like form of media to consume that I needed to feel like I was a part of. And I wanted to read more. I wanted to, I felt like that was something that I needed, that I used to do a long time ago, but I stopped. And I put two and two together, and I just decided one day, I was like, hey, I'm gonna start reading more. And just like you who has a problem with reading a book that I'll fall asleep, and then like that's exactly me. Like the days are so long here that if something is keeping my interest, like a game or like something that I'm like doing actively, that I'm like able to like stay awake, I'll stay awake. But if it's like a book that it's so quiet and it's so calming and it's so like I'm gonna be asleep in like 5 minutes. But audiobooks like really helped me out, and they really like gave me that outlet, because I am primarily an audiobook listener. And I'll pop it on my AirPods, like if I'm doing whatever, dishes, or if I'm cooking, or if I'm doing something that I'm like that I'm able to like be in my own head for a little bit, like I'll put it on, and I'll listen to a whole book over a course of like a few weeks, a week or two. And that's what I was doing all last year. So it's like I decided in the beginning of this year, after I got my Steam Deck, that I'm gonna be gaming more. Instead of reading more, I'm gonna be gaming more, and I feel like I'm doing pretty good with that. And I know you got a Steam Deck too. So it's like, do you feel like gaming now is different from what it was when we were like starting podcasting? Like, 'cause I know when we started podcasting, it was a totally different world out there for games. So it's like, do you feel like the difference is like, a totally different world now? Like, 'cause I know it is for me, but I don't know.
Gaming has always been the consistent thing since I got back into gaming, and with the original Xbox era, it's kind of like my second jumping on point with gaming. So it's always been, there's been lulls at times, maybe a week or two I won't play anything, but a whole year, no. What I've I kid about falling asleep when I read the book, or I go to the movie theaters with my kids and I fall asleep. And at first, you hear like, what's that? What is that called? Like narcolepsy? Is that the right word? Like,
Yes.
yeah. So,
Epilepsy?
no,
Epilepsy.
not definitely not epilepsy.
Epilepsy. Epilepsy is no, that's
I think that's,
seizures, right?
yeah. I
Right.
think narco. I don't know. We're not doctor people here. All right. But it's so. I guess the point I was driving at here is that, all right, so maybe I got some disorder, but really with Los, I think if I'm being truthful, the phone is to blame.
Yes.
So the
Yep.
phone always keeps me, my hands going and my brain stimulated, right? So what I have found is if I'm playing a game or if I'm on my phone, I don't fall asleep. If I'm watching a movie, a TV show, reading a book, I start to doze off because I'm not getting I don't know, that
This
touch, the that haptic feedback, right? I'm not
Yeah.
getting any of that. So that's I think the phone is a can play into a lot of the stresses and anxiety and the feelings that we have. As much as the convenience of it, there's probably a huge downside to it as well, which you could do a whole podcast series on. But and we talked on this episode that we're hyping up Unreal at this point. The imprint that your parents have on you, and my father was a big
No, sorry.
is a
It's like
if
this whole episode is
these
like that's
people
a
don't go listen to
commercial.
that other show, they're gonna be like,
It's
what are these two guys, what are these two numbskulls on about? But we
like
talked a little bit about, the imprint that your parents have on you for good or bad. And my father is a big book reader. And this was clearly in the, 70s and 80s and 90s when there was no such thing as a Kindle, right? And so I remember distinctively, he had a fucking shitload of books. And I'm like, dude, where are you moving? I'm not supporting your habits and helping you move all this crap. I was an adult by then. I was like, you got your own, you've sunk your own battleship here. You can move all that stuff. I ain't moving any of that. You can pay someone to move it. And so, that's part of the reason I don't get into books, because I don't want to have the physical part of it. I know that's a big thing for you. You like the limited edition. I'd like to have all that shit too, Lewis. I'd like to have the steel books and the colored vinyl,
Yeah,
and
you
all.
know, I got a problem. That's
I
the
have a bunch of books here. I love the art books of some of these games, and I thumb through them, and but I can't go down it with books. And I'm 48. Within 15 years, I'll probably be moving out of this house and go. My wife and I will be downsizing. I don't. What am I doing with all that stuff? Where's it going? But that's no excuse not to read. I think my vocabulary would be, a step up from kindergarten level that it is now, if I would just read a few books. And so it's something I'd like to get into. But we talk about the time and things like that. So if I work a full day and got household responsibilities, and plus I got this, sort of weight loss regimen that I'm going through when I get
Oh,
done with
man.
work, there's only so much time left in the day. And it's like, all right, am I going to read a book or am I going to play a video game? And I've been so heavily invested into the video games all this time that it's hard for me to say, all right, I'm going to just sit here for now for the next, 2 hours and read a book. Maybe I should, but I say to Matt all the time, as much as I don't want anybody in the gaming industry to lose their jobs, the gaming industry could fucking fold up tomorrow and I'd still have enough games to last me 100 lifetimes.
That's the damn truth.
So it's hard for me to say, all right, I'm gonna get into like let me get in, let me add another thing on top of that layer of all these other games that I have. But I don't think I answered your question. But if I was to answer the question, the gaming has been a consistent thing there. Has it changed much? It's tough to say. I mean, they just came out with a study that said, people in 2023 played games that were 6 years or older, 60% of people.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And Matt and I are on like our 18th playthrough of Division 2, so there's some truth to be told there. I think games evolve, tastes change, and the older I get, the more difficult. Like I said on some other shows, I buy games sometimes just to support the industry or to support the artistic works of the people that I go, that is a beautiful game, a beautiful work of art that I want in my library, but I know I'm not going to be able to get past the first 45 minutes of that game. And so, like those Elden Ring games look very beautiful, and I'd love to play them, but I just don't have the skill set to. I need to just spam the gun. I need to just, run and gun and just, spam the shoot button. I am not good at the parries and the dives and the dodges and, hit him between the eyes once and then tap him on the ass three times. And when he does this move and winks at you twice, hit him over here. I'm not, I'm not caught up for that. So.
I agree. I agree. There's always a time. Like I took a long time to get going with playing games again. And like when I started playing with the Steam Deck now, and I started playing again, I started small. Like I started to do like the games that I knew I wasn't going to be there long. Like it was, 8, 10 hours and I'm out and it's done. So I played Dredge first, which was perfect on the Steam. Everything's perfect on the freaking Steam Deck. Let's be real.
I want to talk about the Steam Deck for a minute. So,
Yeah.
are you taking your Steam Deck anywhere, or are you just like, hey, I'm in bed, I want to play something.
Yeah.
Wife's on the television, I want to be next to her, so I'm gonna play something. Like, what type of use are you getting out of the Steam Deck? Because these things are fucking multiplying in my house. I come down here, they're like babies. I got like Steam Decks, I got PS Portals, I got Rogue Allies. Any day now, the Lenovo and the Claw are gonna be here. You know, it's gonna be a full-on bukkake of handhelds, and I'm not gonna know what I'm gonna do. And I don't go anywhere, Los. I don't go anywhere. What am I doing? I have. If you were in this room right now, you'd be like, Mike, you're the biggest fool. I got the 77-inch TV, I got a 48-inch monitor, I got two PCs, and I'm buying handhelds. Where am I going? What am I doing with these?
There is something to think about in your case, but it's for me, it's a person, it's like a preference, however you like to do things. I mean, it's the same thing with me. I have the PS5 here, and I have the Series X, and I got an OLED TV. It's like that should be it. That should be the setup. That should be,
That should be good.
the optimal, like, this is, I don't need nothing else. I got my
As
Switch.
Matt would say, you're shitting in high cotton.
Yeah, there you go. But it's like, for me, that was the whole reason for my rut, that I didn't want to play anything, because I had it was about coming out here to the living room where the systems are and sitting my ass down. Back in the day we called it ass time,
Really,
and giving
I gotta tell you, back in my day and still my day, I ass time is something else. But hey, everybody's got their own schedule.
But for this thing, is it's ass time is for gaming, for sitting on the couch, giving yourself some ass time on the couch. So I never gave myself that. I never wanted to, when the day was over, I got out of the shower and it was like, okay, I'm going to sit in the bed now. That's what I'm doing. And I'm going to sit in the bed. My wife, she works most of the day, and like we don't have like the adult communication like we should a lot of the
You're not sitting
times.
there talking about, the
So
stocks going, the stock market going up and
no,
down, and
let
is
me tell
Iran
you.
going to attack Israel? You're not having those conversations.
No, let me tell you what we do. Our conversations that we have in the bed are basically like sending each other Instagram reels and then like laughing about it. Like that's our comfort zone. That's where we are
That's your
now.
foreplay.
Yeah,
Look at
exactly.
this dog hump this other dog. Maybe we can do what these dogs, No, okay.
Oh man, it's like you're watching us. But it's like for me, like I don't want to come out here to the living room. I don't want to like go through the process of like getting comfortable, getting the water, and turning the thing on, and then and then having to turn it off and go back to bed.
And God forbid you had a power outage and the PS5 yells at you. Or the Xbox,
Yeah.
even though you have the Xbox set to automatically download your games,
And it never
update,
does shit.
none of them have been updated. It's like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Oh man, the truth. But it's like I have so many games, like, and I'm the fool. I'm the one, like, I download everything. Like I have the digital PS5 and I have the Series X. Like, ask me how many games I own physically for the Xbox, but I have so many on there downloaded. But it's like, my preference that I'd rather do is handheld gaming, because I could do that, in bed when the wife goes to sleep. I'll turn on the game and I don't have to move. I'll be there, lazy, relax, and whatever, and I'm fine. That's what I'm doing.
And
So
no complaints from her, no, like the screen's too bright, you're making movements, nothing.
no, she'll complain about the TV screen being on bright, but the OLED Steam Deck, like, it burns my retinas, but it's fine for her. Like, she'll be unbothered by it. But it's like that's where I've been doing most of the gaming, and I'll take it when the only time I take it out is if I know we're gonna do like a doctor's appointment or something, that I'm gonna be in the car. Or if I'm going to go pick up the kid from school, then I'm in the car line for, 20, 30 minutes.
So we're
So.
going on a vacation here at some point coming up to be determined. And I'm like, do I take these things with me?
Which one? All of them?
Which, no,
One of
just,
them? Two of them?
yeah, I mean, either one, do I take one of them with me? Or do I say, no, Mike, you're taking the week off from work, you're taking the week off from gaming, and you're just going to be in the moment with the family. I have a feeling that's the way I'm going to lean, because more often
Okay.
than not, the wife will have something planned, for us from the time our feet hit the ground in the morning until
Oh yeah.
nighttime. And by the time I get back to the house, I'm going to be so tired, I'm not going to game anyways. But so it gets to
Exactly.
my point, like, I haven't found my sweet spot with the handheld yet. I really like the technology. I think the Steam has done a great job with the OS. It feels like a console in your hands, and that's what Microsoft and PlayStation desperately need to do on their end, I believe.
Yes.
Don't get the Rogue Ally. It's a nice piece of tech, but man, it's like a PS3. You're just constantly doing updates, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't use SIM cards with them, the cards, because it burns them and shoots them out. And so it's powerful, and it's got a lot of nice things to it. It's got a better integration, certainly with Xbox, because it's a Windows-based machine. But Steam Deck is really the way to go if you're only going to get one handheld. And I'm trying to find my use case for it. And I go through, you talk about the lulls. I go through lulls with the handhelds. Like, I'll be totally invested in them for like a month, month and a half. And then they sit in their nice cases for like 2 to 3 months. And I'm like, I wrestle with, like, okay, you've enjoyed the tech, you've played it, you've seen it, you can talk about it on your little podcast, Mike, but maybe you should wipe the thing clean and sell it to someone and buy more games on Steam that you won't play that you can play on your new computer.
You see, it's an understandable, like, inner struggle you got, because it's for you have, the TV, you have the monitors, you have the PC and the consoles and all that, and you play your games there. Like, you don't have that issue. You don't have a hang up where you don't play them, so
And
that's.
I guess what I justify or tell my wife is, I'm not trying to pick on people with other hobbies, or let's just use Matt as an example here. Matt's got the motorcycle, right? He's very, like yourself, he's into the grilling. He's got about 17 different grills outside. And whatever else, he's got a nice new truck, and he's got a gaming just doesn't define him. He's got other things. And for me, I'm not trying to say I'm a one trick pony, but gaming is really the only hobby. I mean, I play music, but I already have my drum sets and things like that. I'm not chasing sort of any sort of sound anymore, where I'm, buying all these kits like I was back in the day. So the It's what I like to do is what I'm getting at, where some people might dabble in gaming and they might have golf and they might have just other things. So they're spreading they're diversifying their funds, Los, right?
Yes. Yep.
And where me, I'm just cashing them all in on one area, right? And it's got its pluses and minuses. I can talk about a lot of these things to people and give them my point of views. But at the same sense, when the lights turn off from the podcast and you power down for the night, you go, Jesus, I'm freaking. Am I just wasting my money here, just buying all this crap, you know?
don't know. It's something. It's like you, like we have different needs, you know. Everybody's gonna have a different need
Yeah, for
for
sure.
so it's like if it's perfect for me and I'm getting the most, gaming that I've been putting in like I don't know how long,
Yep.
but what am I doing? I'm playing, what did I play? I played Dredge, Stray, Celeste, and now I am like, neck deep in Red Dead Redemption 2. And these are all games that what? They've been out forever. Like there's nothing. Well, Dredge is the newest one, but the other ones, they've been out for the longest time. People have beaten them, twice over, and they've experienced them already. And me, like, I'm catching up. It's these are the ones that, I've been wanting to play that I never gave myself the chance or the opportunity to sit there and enjoy them. So now I'm catching up with them on, a handheld that I could, take wherever or do whatever, and I'm not constrained to having to sit there on the couch to play it.
Yeah, and I'm not
So
much of a tinkerer, so I think Steam's really got that well. If the game is, verified or playable, you're going to get a good experience out of it, especially with the OLED too, which is very, very nice. It's a definitely a step up from the original Steam Deck. So yeah, for me, when I go to bed, maybe I need to see a therapist about this too. I have a one track mind. There's only, well, two things. I'm either going to sleep or I want to fuck. So I'm not bringing the Steam Deck into bed. And then when I got the Steam Deck here and I'm sitting on like my recliner, I'm like looking at the 77-inch TV. I'm like, why am I killing my eyes looking at this damn thing on the handheld? It's really not for me, but I just was so, enamored with the technology that I want to play. And so I got to work it into my routine.
I also I dock mine too, if that helps. I mean, it's if
I
that's
don't have
any
any free HD.
consolation.
When are they going to develop a TV, an HD, a TV with like six HDMIs? Like, who's the asshole? Like, that's the guy I want to find, or the woman who said, no, televisions can only have four HDMIs. God forbid we put six of these things in there. Who came up with that number? I mean, it's 2024. Can't we just add like, two more on? Christ.
Yeah, I sacrificed the Switch HDMI for the Steam Deck dock. Hopefully I don't get shit for that from the Nintendo enthusiasts. I've fallen out of it with Nintendo for a little bit. We'll see how it goes with them,
Are you excited for like, I know we only got under 4 minutes here. People on the other end of this, there's a clock right in front of my face. It's like
There
mounting pressure to wrap this all up in 4 minutes, which we will do. The Switch Deck, sw Switch Deck, the Switch Pro. Someone said they need to call this the Super Switch,
Oh my
Super
God.
Nintendo Switch.
If they don't, I'm gonna be so mad. That's the perfect name. That's what it needs to be.
So it's not going to be like a Steam Deck, but it's going to be the next. It's going to be more like a PS4 or an Xbox One X, right? In your hand. And they're saying we'll see. The proof will be in the pudding that for the first time, backwards compatibility out of the chute, and they're not going to have to re-release all these games and make all these people
Oh
buy
my
the
God.
games over again.
I freaking hope so.
We'll see. I'm just happy you're back into gaming, Los. The lulls, I think, are natural when you got a lot going on, especially when you got young kids and you're sleep depriving yourself at night. The books must make incredible like stands for your Steam Deck. If Don't buy a dock, just get a
Yeah.
bunch of books together and lean them up against it.
I could go on talking about, but I think my last few episodes were
Yeah.
focused around books. Like
I
it's
want to just, can you quickly, I don't mean to delve into your finances, but tell me how you, because I'm always in like trying to get the wife to let me, I work a full-time fucking job. I should be able to buy what I want, but I feel like I got to go through the, in front of the Inquisition anytime I want to spend money. She wants to get the whole bedroom done over and it's like, yep, whoop, done. So I'm not saying you don't have a job, but you clearly add a lot of value to the house, which you do for the kids and take care of everything. So when you sit, go to her and say, I want these 1500 books, I want these, like, I want these steel editions, I want this, that, and the other thing. And like what is it, puppy dog eyes? What do you, what is your tip? Is it
Oh
the, maybe that is, maybe it's the tip.
we're out of time. Look
Oh,
at
fuck, way to go.
that.
Cliffhanger, I'll be back in 3 years.
No, I get an allowance, I guess you
Okay.
could say, monthly. I'll get a little something put into my account,
Nice.
graciously from my financial advisor. And
Yes.
I use that and I go, I figure out what I'm gonna do. And the books have been giving and taking, because they're special editions, and you think gaming is crazy, book people are insane. And I have sold a book for like $250 before, one book, and there's books that go for more than that. So
Your book's been flagged though. How can you, who's buying a flagged book?
it's up there. It's crazy. It's insane, some of the stuff that's out there. But yeah, it feeds into itself. So, I've been playing the stock market with books for a little bit now, and it's fun. But yeah, we are out of time here.
Yeah, it's been a hell of an episode and a half and two.
Yes, it has. I appreciate it, Mike. I'm gonna link up everything for your stuff, and hopefully everybody goes to listen to the show that we pimped out here like
Yeah.
numerous times. This is just one big ad for your show. So
Yeah. I feel bad. People listened to your last show. It was very, I think, on point and, I think professional and adult. And then I come on and just like, dumping all over the place here. I apologize to you all. But yeah,
no.
on second thought with Mike and Matt, you can find us on all the your fave podcast apps or on YouTube as well. We got a boisterous three subscribers on YouTube, so if you can find it in your heart to subscribe, that'd be great.
Right, I'm sure somebody out there would do it. I appreciate the time, Mike. Thank you very much.